It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Sarah looks something up on Wikipedia. Hello, Sarah. What are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
Well, over the weekend, we had Easter, right? But there was another holiday that you may not realize.
Over the weekend?
Saturday was Jeopardy's 60th birthday.
You kidding me?
Their diamond and jubilee, or whatever they call it.
So Gmail turned 60 today.
Nope, 20.
20 today. Saturday, Jeopardy turned 60. What a milestone.
Right?
Few days.
Right? So, you know, I love Jeopardy.
You love Jeopardy.
I do love Jeopardy. Watch it every night, unless there's basketball on, which is kind of annoying when they have to preempt Jeopardy for that, but that's fine.
You prefer to watch basketball, but it's preempted. No. I see.
So I thought that we would do a theme week in honor of Jeopardy's 60th birthday.
I love it.
We're going to do 5 trivia tidbits in honor of Jeopardy's 60th birthday.
I love tidbits, sir.
Yes. You know and that. You love trivia, right?
I love both of those things.
Yeah. So we're going to start out talking about flamingos. You know how they have that bend in their leg?
Yes, I do. It bends the wrong way.
Yes. Well, that's not its knee.
Oh,
that's
no?
its ankle.
Oh.
That is the flamingo's ankle.
Oh, does that make
not
more sense
its knee.
Then? That's weird that it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very weird. Yeah.
Do you have more on this?
I do.
Well, let's
so
have it.
The name flamingo comes from a Portuguese or Spanish word meaning flame colored. There are 6 distinct species of flamingo, but it takes a trained eye to distinguish them because they all pretty much look the same.
Right.
Yeah.
I've always said that.
So while walking, a flamingo's legs may appear to bend backwards.
Yeah.
And this appearance is due to the middle joint on their legs being their ankle and not their knee. Flamingos usually stand on one leg with the other tucked beneath their body, and the reason for this behavior is not fully understood.
Mm.
They're not really sure why they do that. One theory is that standing on one leg allows the birds to conserve more body heat, given that they spend a significant amount of time wading in cold water.
Okay.
An alternative theory is that standing on one leg is actually a way to save energy instead of heat.
Really?
Flamingos are more stable for long periods of time on one leg than they are on two.
And it's not like their legs are fat. They're little skinny legs.
But they apparently can lock their ligaments and tendons in place in their legs. And so that makes it easier to stay in one place and reduces any muscular effort.
What if the wind blows? They just topple over?
No, I think they're pretty strong. I mean, they're pretty stable.
Really? Just a tiny little skinny leg.
I guess.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. So adult flamingos are 4 to 5 feet tall, but they only weigh between 4 and 8 pounds.
They're 4 to 5 feet tall?
But they're only 4 to 8 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah. Flamingos are capable flyers, and flamingos in captivity often require wing clipping to prevent escape. A pair of African flamingos, which had not yet had their wings clipped, escaped from the Wichita, Kansas Zoo in 2005.
Oh, boy.
One was spotted in Texas 14 years later. Like, they never caught them? They just let them go?
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I mean,
bring them back to the zoo? I don't know. So
if you see a flamingo, you'd bring it back to the zoo. Thank you.
Yeah. So one was spotted all the way in Texas 14 years later, and it had also been seen previously by birders in Wisconsin and Louisiana. So it went north to Wisconsin and then down south.
So where are flamingos native to? Like warmer climates, but not Texas.
No.
How did a flamingo survive for 14 years? They have coyotes.
Right.
They have all kinds of snakes this bright pink bird just walking around with his legs going backwards.
That'd be weird. What if you were just like, if you lived in Texas and you just looked out your window and in your backyard there was just a flamingo?
What's the, you'd think it was one of those fake ones like you see in mobile home?
Right.
Okay.
So young flamingos hatch with grayish red plumage, but adults range from light pink to bright red due to the bacteria and beta carotene obtained from their food supply, which is mostly algae and brine shrimp.
Oh.
Yeah.
Delish.
Flamingos feed by stirring up mud with their feet. Then they reach down and scoop up a beakful of mud and water, and their beaks are designed to strain the mud so they can get the animals or whatever's in the mud to eat. And the muddy water is expelled, and this all happens as the flamingo's head is upside down in the water.
What a trick. What a party trick this is. It's amazing.
So flamingos are very social birds. They live in colonies whose population can number in the thousands.
Except the one that went down to Texas. That dude was solo.
Solo, right.
Solo.
These large colonies are believed to serve 3 purposes for the flamingos.
Yeah.
Avoiding predators, maximizing food intake, and using scarce, suitable nesting sites more efficiently.
Perfect.
And a group of flamingos is called a flamboyance.
A flamboyance of flamingos.
I like that a lot. I don't know who came up with that, but I like it.
Totally fitting.
So flamingos are considered very noisy birds, with their noises and vocalizations ranging from grunting or growling to nasal honking. Vocalizations play an important role in parent chick recognition, ritualized displays, and keeping their large flocks together.
Sure.
In general, flamingos in the wild can live for 20 to 30 years. However, in zoos, they can live for much longer. An 83-year-old flamingo named Greater.
83?
Yeah. He was believed to be the oldest in the world. He died at the Adelaide Zoo in Australia back in January of 2014.
Oh, that's sad. Did he turn gray? Was he like a gray flamingo?
Probably. I would think so. Right?
A little salt and pepper?
Yeah, something
like
that.
With the pink?
So plastic flamingos, which you mentioned, were first designed by an American artist named Don Featherstone in 1957.
Don Featherstone.
Okay. Their popularity was influenced in part by the prevalence of flamingo souvenirs in Florida, along with the Flamingo Grand Hotel in Miami Beach, prompting the correlation of flamingos with style and wealth.
Is that what they're? Okay.
No. It has since become an icon of pop culture. In 2009, the city of Madison, Wisconsin, Common Council designated the plastic flamingo as the city's official bird. And the city's soccer club, Forward Madison FC, even uses the plastic flamingo as its logo.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's
I wonder if the escaped flamingo from the zoo that went to Wisconsin ever made it to Madison.
Yeah. I'd be like, wow, everybody loves me here. Look at all the paraphernalia they have with my image on.
Yeah.
All right, you picked out a record to go along with the flamingo, did you?
Yeah, so we're going to play a song by the group The Flamingos.
Oh, okay.
We're going to play I Only Have Eyes for You.
We'll do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. The group is called The Flamingos, and the song is called I Only Have Eyes for You. Of course, Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about flamingos.
Yes.
And we learned that the bend in their leg isn't its knee, it's actually their ankle.
The ankle.
Yeah. And that's a part of our theme week that we kicked off today. 5 trivia tidbits in honor of Jeopardy's 60th birthday.
Been wrong about that my whole life.
Yeah.
Feels so dumb. Let's recap 3 things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Go.
Okay, adult flamingos stand 4 to 5 feet tall, but only weigh between 4 and 8 pounds.
Flamingos get their pink color from shrimp and algae they eat.
And a group of flamingos is called a flamboyance.
A flamboyance. There you go. That's something you learned today.
I like that.
And they eat with their head upside down, you said?
Yeah.
That's awful. You shouldn't do that at all. But flamingos, you think it's one of those animals, when God made it, he was like, I'm going to really throw him a curveball with this.
Yeah, right.
Make it bright pink.
Long legs.
2 legs. Skinny. haven't been the wrong way. When it eats.
Upside down.
Head upside down.
And when it sleeps. And it's going to stand on 1 leg.
1 leg.
Yeah.
It'll blow everybody's mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Mm-hmm. I very well could have been. Folks want to learn more about flamingos. Sarah, where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
It is all right there. Sarah, thank you so much. Really appreciate you coming in today.
You're welcome.
And we look forward to another. So 3 theme week, don't forget. 5 trivia tidbits.
Yes.
So another episode tomorrow. Thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Traffic and weather coming up here in just a few minutes. Got the Eagles on the way. Kind of like flamingos,
Florida.
A little more majestic, perhaps. We'll get to them here in just a few minutes. Pink Rose Home Service says you got a bathroom emergency, you call them Pink Rose Home Service.